come again to rock you tonight. Close your eyes and let me see.
Thank you. It's great to be back here in Las Vegas. I must admit, when I said see you next time earlier in the year, I didn't realize it would be this quick. This quick.
Everybody boogie woogie.
Thank you.
up at the back. Just checking. Okay. All right, those songs we've played you so far have been old songs. We'd like to play a new song now. This is off our new album. Goes like this.
Something.
like to introduce to you our extremely fine and somewhat audacious drummer, Abe Laboriel Jr. Are you guys ready to rock? Well, good.
And so are we. So we're going to continue rocking here at the piano. Mr. Frank McCartney.
Well, thank you, Abe. Thank you so much. I'd like to dedicate this next song to somebody very special in the audience tonight. This is the first song I ever wrote for her, and this is for my lovely lady, Heather. How can I hope to reach your love? Help me to discover what it is you're thinking of. This way we kiss, I can spend eternity inside your mother's flame. What am I to do if I don't have you? I'll be feeling blue just simply without you. You could be the one to chase my blues away. Handle it if you can. Next song I'm going to do is one that is from the 60s. And around about that time, there was a lot of trouble going on, particularly in the southern states in America, like Alabama, over civil rights. And the news was getting back to England, and so we knew about this. And I don't know if you know, in England sometimes we call girls birds. We call them other things too. But birds. And so I was imagining the plight of a young black woman going through those struggles, and I came up with this song. Blackbirds singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You're gonna be waiting for this moment to rise. Blackbirds singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You're only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly. Blackbird fly. Into the light of the dark that night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You're only waiting for this moment to rise. Blackbird fly. Blackbird fly. Into the light of the dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of the night. Won't you take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You won't be waiting for this moment to be free. You won't be waiting for this moment to be free. You won't be waiting for this moment to be free.
Resting my mind.
Awesome.
Every morning.
What happens is you're up here, you're trying to remember all your words and the chords and all the changes, you're just trying to get it all right. And then somebody will like hold up a sign in the audience and you've got to read it. My mother saw you in Chicago.
You only give
spend, seeing your future paid on rent. All the money got nowhere to go. This is the bit where I don't know the words, but I don't think I'm going to even bother to try and learn before the end of the show. But all that magic feeling, nowhere to go. Yeah, all that magic feeling, nowhere to go.
Being on tour, not only the great crowds and playing the music with the band, one of the other great things is you get to have a lot of massages. Well, you do think about it, you know, you go around the world, you go to all these hotels, and they all offer a massage facility. So you get to get a lot of massages. And I've had quite a few. I should write a book, you know, Massages I Have Known. And mostly they're great. Mostly they're really relaxing and lovely. But I have had one or two very dodgy massages. It's a true story. This was a while ago. I was in New Orleans. And in a hotel, and I booked a massage. And this guy was coming up to the room. And he was quite a heavy set. He comes in, he brings his table in, he sets up, and he says to me, "I'd like you to sit upright on a table." Okay. So I'm sitting upright on his table, and he said, "I'd like you to imagine your leg is hollow and made of bronze." A little bit later, he says, "I'd like you to imagine your neck is like a giraffe's neck. How'd you feel?" I said, "I feel like a giraffe with a hollow bronze leg." This is true. At the end of this session, he still got me sitting upright on this bed. And he says, "I'd like you to look into my eyes with your eyes and burn a hole in my eyes." I'm looking at this, I'm thinking, you know, wait a minute, I wanted a massage, not a relationship. It's true. And I think what I'm doing is I'm going around the country and I'm telling this story in the hopes it'll get back to him. And he'll stop doing it. And another one, this is another true story. I was in Tokyo. No, not that time. This little lady comes up to the room. She says, please lie on floor, on towel. So I think, okay. So I'm lying on the floor. She starts to massage me, and I'm dropping off, relaxing. Then I just hear, yes, darling, on my toes. She didn't know the middle age, so didn't go on too long. Massages I have known. You know, seriously, I think you don't always say what you mean to say to people. Sometimes you miss the opportunity, or you haven't got the courage, and you don't quite say what you meant to say. And I think it's particularly sad when people pass away. You think, I should have said that, or I meant to tell them that, and it's too late. This next song I wrote after my dear friend John passed away. Let's hear it for John. It's in the form of an imaginary conversation between me and him. And if I said, I really knew you well, what would your answer be? If you were here today, George was in his fan club, and he was. And he used to go up to the annual convention each year, and there'd be like a room full of about 50 of these guys on the ukuleles, all thrashing away with George in the middle. And so he loved the ukulele, you know, and he had quite a big collection of them. In fact, he gave me this one. Little did he realize that in Las Vegas it would get a round of applause. But what would happen is, if you'd go over to George's house and you'd have something to eat afterwards, often the ukuleles would come out and he'd, would you like them? And he'd sit around, he'd give out these ukuleles, you'd all sit around and play songs and stuff. So, not so long ago, I was with him and I said, you know, I do a song on ukulele. So I did it for him, and I'd like to do it to you now as a tribute to George. Something in the way she moves attracts me like a wonder. Something in the way she moves me, I don't want to leave her now. Well, you know I believe her now. Somewhere in a smile she knows I don't need one another. Something in a style that shows me I don't want to leave you now. Well, you know I believe in now. Well, you're asking me, will my love? I don't know, I don't know. Well, you stick around and it may show. I don't know, I don't know. There's something in the way she knows. All I have to do is think of her. Something in the thing she shows me, I don't want to leave her now. Well, you know I believe her now. We think that this was a really sophisticated, mature crowd of people, you know. I mean, they'd sit around and they'd be talking about literature and art and all that, and we'd be sitting around playing records and getting drunk. Yeah, I know. So in an effort to try and look a bit more sophisticated, a bit more mature, what I used to do was I put on a black turtleneck sweater, and I'd sit over in the corner with a guitar and pretend to be French.
You had something.
And I don't think it fooled anyone. But years later, John said to me, he said, remember those daft French songs you used to do? He said, one of those was quite good, you know. He said, we should do it. So we did, and we'll do it for you now.
Oh, Oh.
that blistering solo on that song and on the other songs before it, none other than our exceptional guitar player, Rusty Anderson.
Thank you, Paul. Man, it feels great to be up here with the likes of you. Amazing. In fact, I applied for a camera pass earlier, it's in the mail, but I was wondering if I could get a picture of y'all. That's okay for the scrapbook, I'm my Vegas friends. The only thing is you have to squeeze in a little bit. Okay, say cheese. Ah. Thank you so much. And I'm going to turn things back over to Paul.
Thank you, Rusty.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I wrote this next song for Linda. And tonight, this is for all the lovers in the audience. You know who you are. This is for you. When I go away, I know my heart can stay with my love. It's understood, in the lands of my love.
So we had a day off a couple of days ago,
people normally go out shopping, hanging out in record stores, whatever musicians do. I took the opportunity to get a cold. That's different, isn't it? Something to do. But I'm battling on. And the next song I'm going to do is another song Paul recorded in the 60s, and it hasn't been played live until this leg of the tour. Which makes you guys some of the first people to ever hear it live.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock, as the day begins, silently closing the bedroom door, leaving the note that she always sang off. She goes downstairs to the kitchen, clutching her handkerchief. Quietly turning the back door key, stepping outside, she is free. She picks up the mirror that's lying there, standing alone at the top of the stairs. She breaks down and cries to her husband, "Daddy, our baby's gone. Why would she treat us so thoughtlessly? How could she do this to me? Something
Okay, well that song actually goes back quite a few years. But this next one doesn't. This next one is a song that we wrote last year. This is on our new album. This is a song we wrote for the concert we did for New York. We'd like you to join in with this one. Let's see what happens.
Open book. You used to say, "Little Let Me." Let's go.
There's a bit at the end of this next song that you might want to join in with. And if you do feel like joining in with it, please feel free. Don't be shy, just join in. All of you. Hey, yeah. women. Come on, girls. Just the girls.
Thank you.
And you know,
I think you've got even more energy left. Okay, in that case, 1, 2, 3, 4!
Yeah.
guitar I used on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Such a thing is now. They can't be that way because you were fabulous.